Bill Volk was in college when the Champaign-Urbana-Mass Transit District was formed to replace a privately operated bus system. 4 years later, he was hired as the district's managing director. Volk says Champaign-Urbana's bus service started with strong community and business support.
But I'm not sure that the goal necessarily was the same as it is now. Sustainability was not a buzzword. Mobility was not a buzzword. I think they wanted, for the most part, to provide a basic public service so that people without any other means of transportation could get around.
Fast forward 40 years, and Champaign-Urbana Mass Transit has grown, and its greatest growth involves the University of Illinois campus. The district now provides more than 12 million bus rides a year. And Volk says some 70 to 75% of those rides are taken by U of I students and employees, funded by a student fee and other university funding.
We do get criticized from some of the local folks that, you know, we're here just because of the university and the students just ride, you know, one block or two blocks or six blocks. But I think that a lot of people forget that the university is the economy here in the community, and about 33,000 of those 43,000 students are renting apartments. They're paying property taxes.
The CUMTD's growth has sometimes met resistance. For instance, there was the proposed fixed guideway, our tram system, proposed a decade ago. The expensive project never got off the ground, but Volk thinks it could still help Champaign-Urbana if it were built today. And the transit district's gradual expansion of its territory is regularly resisted by residents who don't welcome the property taxes that come with it. Bus service to Savoy, just south of Champaign, came only after lengthy negotiations with that village. And opponents in southwest Champaign formed their own opposing mass transit district, which dissolved after failing to stop the CUMTD's expansion. Volk defends the expansion even while acknowledging his critics.
It's certainly understandable. People don't want to pay taxes, and they're on the edge of town, and they'll complain about empty buses, and that's certainly true. But when we have a bus at the end of the line, we're not going to have very many people on it. And just because they live on the edge of town doesn't mean that, in my view, that they can prevent other people from accessing it, you know, that they have somehow veto power over their neighbor who does want to access transportation.
Despite opposition, Volk says attitudes about mass transit have evolved since he first arrived in Champaign-Urbana 40 years ago.
Used to be, and particularly when I first got here, most of the governmental units were concerned about moving cars. And now I think there's more a concern about moving people and mobility.
And safety. Volk says that's an important concern as vehicles, bikes, and pedestrians share transit corridors. In retirement, Bill Volk still works part-time for the CUMTD on special projects, including plans for a bus facility in downtown Urbana and the possible expansion of the Illinois Terminal Building, downtown Champaign's bus and rail station. I'm Jim Meadows. Illinois Public Media.